Finally today, let's take a moment to talk bagels. Bagels were first parboiled into life by Jewish bakers in Poland centuries ago, but the bagel quickly conquered lots of Eastern Europe. It later made its way to North America on a wave of Jewish immigration in the 1800s and 1900s. But is the bagel still an Eastern European staple? Here's Alina Simone with our story.
Menachem Kaiser grew up in Toronto, eating bagels, lots of bagels.
That was breakfast. You eat a bagel. You know, our high school served them for breakfast every morning in my Orthodox Jewish high school. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bagels for breakfast and Sunday.
He graduated high school and went to Columbia University in New York, where he ate more bagels. Life was good. Then he got a Fulbright scholarship and left the States for Vilnius, Lithuania, only to discover
there are no bagels. There is a dearth of bagels. It's like a bagel famine.
Worse than that,
what was shocking was that they didn't know about bagels at all. There was just nothing bagel anywhere.
Suddenly, his research took a carbo turn. He learned that while the bagel wasn't born in Lithuania, it definitely grew up in the neighborhood.
You see photos from Poland and from Lithuania. The marketplaces would have make a long string of bagels. They called it a wreath of bagels. They just kind of run a string right through the holes and just dangle them in the marketplace.
All that ended with World War II. Lithuania's Jewish population was decimated. Before the war, Vilnius was 45% Jewish. Today,
it's less than 1%. Most of its Jewish culture was erased, which meant
no bagels. And that kind of gnawed at Menachem. Then one night, after a few drinks with his American roommate, Jake Levine, and some Lithuanian friends, they had an epiphany.
We should make our own bagels.
Their Lithuanian friends took up the idea with a holy zeal, plastering the city with posters announcing the first bagel party. A local restaurant donated space for the night. It was on. Just one problem. No one knew how to make bagels.
There was a lot of scary moments in the bagel making process.
They were kind of flat, a bit like a pancake with the hole.
That's Elena Narbutaitė, one of the Lithuanian friends who helped make it happen. The bagels were flat, but the party was a big success. Hundreds of people came, including diplomats from the American embassy and Lithuanian celebrities. The local press covered it. The bagels were gone in minutes. And afterwards,
we were filled with joy because finally bagels were brought back.
Menachem and his friends continued to hold bagel events throughout the year. Then he went home and wrote up the story of his Lithuanian bagel adventure for Tablet magazine.
Very cute. Very just like, we came to Lithuania, we made bagels, and everyone loved our bagels. That was it.
What's not to love, right? Well, that's when things took a turn. A really dark turn.
We got a comment from Ephraim Zeroff, who is the head of the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Israel, who's, by all accounts, the world's most prominent Nazi hunter. And he was very upset.
Zeroff wrote that given Lithuania's effort to minimize their complicity in Holocaust crimes, quote, one would imagine that two obviously intelligent Jewish Fulbright scholars in Lithuania to study contemporary Jewish issues would be able to come up with something more meaningful than reintroducing Lithuanians to bagels.
It was kind of shocking. I engaged with him. I wrote him an open letter, and he responded. At the time, I was very worked up and, kind of panicky about it. But in retrospect, I think it's an interesting debate. To me, it's like, this is a positive development. Let's make bagels. Let's everyone eat bagels together. It's kind of like a safe space to reenter a lot of kind of complicated and messed up history. But here's the bagel.
After that, Menachem moved on to other projects, but Elena kept perfecting her bagel-making skills in Vilnius.
And it just clicked in my mind that I could try to sell them. And it started really like a black market bagel selling, like illegally, as in like popping out in the courtyards or parties in the middle of the night.
She's since gone legit, selling her bagels on Sundays at Café de Paris. Now a kind of bagel renaissance is underway. Last December, Hall's Bistro, a bagel cafe, opened in Vilnius's Old Town. This year, they began supplying the Jewish Cultural Center with bagels for its own new cafe. Another bagel joint is scheduled to open this month.
So it's amazing because now we have bagels in Vilnius for real.
And this summer, when he heads back for a visit, Menachem will finally be able to realize his dream and eat bagels every day in Vilnius. But does he have any other, plans? Maybe a Bialy party?
The Bialy? No, I want the Flagel. To me, that's the evolution. A flat bagel. Oh, flagels are amazing.
For the World, this is Alina Simone.